Hello, and thank you for joining us today. My name is Kimo Oberlo, and I'm one of the senseis from Structured Lean. Today, we have a very special guest with us. He has worked within the Toyota production system for over 40 years and is currently teaching others about the methodologies that he lived while he was there. I am honored to welcome our master sensei, Mr. Roy Nakawe. Welcome, Roy.
Thank you, Kimo. I appreciate your having me.
First of all, let's tell the audience a little bit about your background.
Okay. Kimo, as you know, I spent 40 years inside the Toyota Denso organization in various roles, starting in manufacturing and purchasing, logistics and production control, later into sales and marketing, finance, and then to general management, and finally executive management and board level for the North America Group.
I'm so happy to have you here because today we are going to talk about TPS for life and how you apply those concepts to your personal side. And then we will convey some practical steps in how to do it. So to begin with, tell us some key points about the TPS philosophy and how you can apply those to your personal life.
Kimo, let me tell you about my story. The best way to tell it is to explain the Modine story and my 40-year relationship with a gentleman called Don Johnson. If you remember back in the 1970s, Toyota and the Japanese car imports were taking market share from the big three. And this in turn created a political crisis, and the U.S. government had to start to put in trade tariff restrictions on the Japanese imports. And also there was a strong push to have what they call local content rules. And this also had an influence to the 25-year strategy that Toyota had for North America. So as part of the implementation for this local content, we had to look at what we call USA strategic suppliers and bring them on board. So companies such as Modine Manufacturing Company in Racine, Wisconsin, Parker Hannifin Corporation in Cleveland, Ohio, Alcoa Aluminum in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and finally Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company in Akron, Ohio. So let's start with the Modine. Back in the early 70s, I started to visit Modine in Racine, and I met Don Johnson at that time. He was the chief technical officer, along with Ray Slosted, his chief engineer. And we asked them to make Denso products for Toyota vehicles, primarily the Corollas, using the JIS standards and not the American SAE standards.
What did they produce at that plant?
Modine was making the same kind of products that we did, such as radiators, oil coolers, aluminum heat exchangers, condensers, air conditioning components. So we were in competition worldwide, but we went to see them to ask them to make for us based on our standards and our design. And this was interesting because, as you can understand, Kimo, this is a competitor going to them and asking them to make stuff for them. And they didn't understand this at first. And they were intrigued as to why would you want to do this? But we explained the strategy. We explained the long-term thinking behind it. And we talked about what we could do to help them improve their processes as well by using TPS and in turn have them build products for us. So if you can imagine this, Kimo, they had a plant in Tennessee, which you know very well. And there we started to ask them to make products. And this is around the time that, again, the Midwest manufacturing companies were very strong, as you know, but they were starting to lose more and more business as they was moving overseas. So we started this with Modine. We were successful over the 70s and into the 80s. And now in the 80s, by this time, as you know, you lived in Georgetown, Kentucky, and Toyota had already established a plant there, car plant. And we then so also had plants in Michigan and in Tennessee. And we were expanding all the operations. So now my job was to go and see Don and ask him that we need the business back, transfer the production to to Denso, so Denso can make its own products in its North America factories. And Don was the president at that time. I was a senior vice president. And so he said, okay, if we were to do this, how do we do this? And I said, let's do a three-stage transfer. The first stage was to transfer volume, but still maintain their volume at the same level for 3 years. Second one was to increase their aftermarket business. And then the third was to introduce them to American Honda so that they, in turn, could have new business opportunities with the American Honda plant in Maryville, Ohio.
So yes, if I get this straight, you took a competitor, you went and visited them so that you could bring them up to speed to supply the Toyota plant.
That's
you
correct.
Then took them and introduced them to another customer of yours in Honda.
Correct.
And all this happened while you guys are competing, basically kind of for the same business. And then you brought the business back from them.
Correct.
Correct?
That's right.
Okay.
All of this, again, is the same long-term relationship and philosophy that we have, which is TPS.
So you've told me in the past, and I can see where it is here, that TPS is all about the people.
That's correct.
But why
is about people. People are very important. Without people, there are no TPS. So everything you do has to do with people. Go ahead. What is your question?
I was just wondering because, you know, why is that so important, really? You know, when you're talking about TPS and people and the relationships that you have formed, and you have personal relationships that have formed from your professional relationships where you are teaching these people about TPS and how to use it into their personal life, correct?
That's correct. I'll give an example. Don and myself, we both were successful in doing this together. He learned from me. I learned from him. He went from the chief technical officer to become president of the company. And into the 90s, now he became the CEO of the company. And again, we're talking about hybrid business for the Prius project for Toyota. And we asked them to do a joint venture and a license agreement with us. So that gave them more opportunities for a new era of production. And I, in turn, got promoted from senior vice president to an executive vice president level and board member. And so, yes, it is personal. We both gain. It's a win-win based on mutual respect and mutual trust. But more importantly, it becomes a friendship. It becomes personal. We share things together. We learn from each other. We have failures, but we also have successes. And we have disagreements as well. But in the end, we stay together. Does that make sense to you?
Well, it does. It does. You know, though, you hear some people say that you should keep your personal life separate from your work life, but you are really intertwining them.
That is correct. I'll give an example of that. You know, I had an opportunity, Kimo, to leave the company and join Ford Motor Company in their Asia region operations as an executive director and moved to Hong Kong. This was a huge opportunity for me, but I had a Also, my daughter was going to UC Davis. She was preparing for her college life, and I wanted to be there for her. So I sat down with Don. We talked about it together. He shared with me his own personal experiences with his two children, what he went through, what sacrifices he made, and what changes he decided to do and not do. And we talked about the opportunities for me as well. And in the end, I decided that the personal side of TPS was more important than the professional side. And my daughter was more important to me than my own job. So I decided to stay, not change, not move, and help my daughter drive her back and forth every summer as she prepared for the university life. That's the personal side. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, it really does. But you've kind of piqued my interest in what you're talking about and how to apply it to your personal life. But how could someone go about doing this? Is there a particular approach that you would recommend?
let me give you this suggestion, that this is what was given to me by my own superiors, and they taught me how to do it in TPS for life, they call it. What it is, you take a single sheet of paper, you divide the paper in half. On the left side, at the top, you write down the word professional. On the right side of the paper, you write the word personal. And then Kimo, choose no more than five important things in life that you want to accomplish. Say, for example, for you, you want to be your own company, a leader for yourself. You don't want to work for others. Or maybe it's important that you want to lead people. Or maybe you want to be a teacher. On the private side, the personal side, maybe for you, it's important to have a family, to have children, a house, maybe, or even travel, be able to experience all the different places and things, whatever is important to you. Then take the paper and draw lines across, starting from the bottom up to the top. And there, try to imagine, each line represents an era, could be 10 years, could be 5 years, could be 15 years.
Could be 1 year.
Could be 1 year. But think about this. How are you going to do? And what is important for you in that time? And then start to apply your PDCA so that you can start to look at it and see, actually visually see where you are, where you want to go, what went well for you, what didn't go well, and why. Always ask why, reflect, and start to make your plan step by step. Sometimes you will make success. Sometimes you will fail, but at least you will understand why. And so this is how you start. So if you can look at it that way, and at the end of each year, think about, okay, what was good for me and why? What was not good for me and why? Who helped me and why? Who didn't help me and why? And start to make your own plan. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay, wait. Let me reiterate just a little bit here. So you talked about PDCA for life, and I just wanted to be clear with the audience that PDCA is known as plan, do, check, and act. And one of the things that Mr. Nakawe refers to frequently is that check and reflect are the same thing. And so as you go through this cycle of PDCA that Mr. Nakawe is talking about, it is about reflecting on where you have been and then setting your sights on where you want to go. And what you're talking about is that ability to look out in the future 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, and plan, and then to be able to reflect back. Is correct?
That's correct. That is correct. And the most important part of this PDCA is that we call go and see. Seeing everything that happened to you and understand why. So it is called hansei, reflection. Okay? Everything you do, you not always will go well, not always will be according to the plan, but you make adjustments. No different than in life, no different than in every day. But then you learn from your adjustment. You learn from your failures. You learn from your mistakes. This is what we call learn by doing. So make small steps, you know, like the karate kid, yeah? Paint the fence over and over again. Repeat over and over again until it becomes part of your life. No different than that. It's the same thing I taught you. One step at a time, yeah? I always tell you to take small steps. Don't go ahead. Understand where you are each time. What's working for you? What's not working? Sometimes I come very hard on you, and other times I'm not hard on you. And you're always wondering, what the hell is he thinking now? Yeah? But I do make you think. Is that true?
Oh, yes, that is very true. I truly see how incredible this is. And if you have one philosophy that will permeate through your professional life as well as your personal, and interlink them, it's really incredible. I do appreciate the time that you have taken to shine the light on this. If we could you give me a quick summary and provide some quick closing remarks?
The only closing remarks I can give you is that it's something that I taught you a long time ago, and you're still using it. It's about people. Touch the people. Sometimes you stop touching them to give them a lesson, but then you always go back to them again and again. Yeah, like I touch you. Huh?
Yes.
Like I always give you the Hawaiian words. Mahalo, Malama.
Yes, very much so.
It's all personal, right?
It is. It is. So real quick, let me summarize two quick points. You feel that PDCA is a key element that you should execute in your personal life. Constant evolution, continuous improvement. But most importantly, it's all about the people.
That's it.
Thank you so much, Roy.
Mahalo.
In future training and resource materials, we will go into the application of these conceptual approaches in more detail and even expand into supplemental approaches to make your implementation efforts more effective and efficient. Until then, please check out our free resources on our website at structuredlean.com. And while there, remember to sign up for our newsletter. I'm Kimo Oberlo, and once again, I would like to thank Mr. Roy Nakawe from Structured Lean. Thank you, Roy, very much.
Thank you, Kimo.
We'll see you next time.